Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You don't take a three-year-old and say, go get a college degree, and you don't let a three-year-old play in traffic. But you do let a three-year-old, you know, have a timeout for not picking up their building blocks. And when you don't allow that child to struggle with an age-appropriate challenge, they become weak, they become fearful, and they become spoiled. And it's a problem.
Wow, great insight. Eric from Wilton, Minnesota said, what are some steps we can take to back out the entitlement mindset when we found we're right in the midst of it?
The very first one, I think, is a spiritual part of it, Eric, which would be go to God humbly and say, and just read Psalm, pray. I do this regularly. Pray Psalm 139. Search me and know me and try my anxious heart and see if there have been any hurtful ways in me. That begins to chip away at entitlement because we have a big God that loves us so much that he doesn't want us to distance from him, and he will help us. It's kind of letting God know I'm on the operating table. I'm not running around crazy anymore with my own world. I'm on your operating table and help. So that's kind of the position to take. The second one is to get around some, and I talk about this in the book, you've got to get around some very, very safe, accepting, growth-oriented, and honest people. And I'll say it again, safe, accepting, growth-oriented, and honest. They're safe because they can't have any condemnation because we all shrink from condemnation. They're accepting, meaning they know everything about you, and you know they may disagree, but they're not going to bail on you. Growth-oriented, they've got to be submitted to the process of growth themselves. If they're not into spiritual and emotional growth, I don't want to hang around them. They're toxic. And then truthful, they've got to be people that will say, Eric, I've noticed that you blame your boss on everything. Eric, I've noticed that you tell everybody it's always your kids or your wife or whatever. And in a loving way, they get in your face and they start to change you. The third thing is to begin to observe your day and see, I think everybody that's healthy has always observes their day like this. One is, am I like operating in a healthy way? Am I loving? Am I holding on to my boundaries? Am I doing what I should do? In other words, am I like taking care of life in a healthy way? And secondly, how am I impacting other people? Gosh, I kind of cut my kids off, or I let things go crazy and I shouldn't have. And if you do those three things, you pretty much can cure it.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.